News, Hannity. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There we go, there we go. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. He'll be back at the 8 a.m. hour. And I already have on the phone, waiting super patiently, we have Z in Michigan. What's up, Z?
Good morning. Great news regarding President Trump. And the one thing I wanted to emphasize here, and luckily this, my wishes have been fulfilled, after the apprehension of the assassin, we need to look further to these universities because these have become de facto fronts of terror. We see this functioning throughout the United States. We see the young skulls full of mesh, not being trained in thinking, but being trained to channel their inner shape. Reverse and Rico, or whatever we have to do, this has to continue to halt this fomenting and grooming of the next revolutionaries. It's really that serious. This has been going on for so long, we have ignored this. And I hope that the FBI will relay a story. Back when I worked for a publicly traded company, we guarded our email servers. Because should they ever be infiltrated, the FBI could show up and seize those. Well, and if it's seized by a foreign entity or by illegal terrorist activity, equipment is rendered useless. They take it right there. And the same thing should happen to universities where they show up and halt operations. That's what we absolutely need to do. It needs to happen decades ago. This is, you know, we've got normal, rational people who are being assassinated. For others to see, to unleash the hordes. That's what they work here.
Oh, 100%. And that has been being exposed at an incredible rate by our friend Nils out there. And I've seen that all over the world myself. Is you, for some reason, academia, and this is across the world, is always the groundspring, the source headwaters of all revolutionary and communist movements throughout the world. I'm not sure why that is. And you know what? Like we talked about before, you have freedom of speech. You have that ability to say those awful, terrible things. But you are not free from the consequences of it. And if your university is getting public money, then that money can be taken from you for saying those things. Because the government that represents the people should not have to fund that kind of heinous crap, even though you have the right to say it.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. If you go back and look at the history of the secret police of the early days of the Soviet Union, the worst, most violent members were the poets and the academia. And we've been told, because I remember, we've all heard the story, oh, it's the ignorant people who are uneducated who became the fascists. And that's not true. It was the intelligentsia at the universities that provided the philosophical and ethical basis for this takeover of revolutionaries.
Hey, see, we're going to the break. So we're going to the break. Stand by.
Okay.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered showers and storms today, especially in the afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, still looking at a few showers and storms around the area, especially early on. Temperatures headed back into the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still seeing some showers and storms Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
This is House Call for Health. Experts are weighing in on how important it is for kids to never miss breakfast. Cleveland Clinic children's nutritionists say if kids don't have breakfast in the morning, they have trouble staying awake and can't focus on information. This is caused by drops in blood sugar, which impact their brain, mood, and energy level. Experts recommend at least four things in a breakfast: healthy fats, carbohydrates, protein, and fiber. Good options might be hard-boiled eggs, cheese sticks, fruit, Greek yogurt, turkey sausage, protein pancakes, oatmeal, or overnight oats. They recommend avoiding anything sugary. And for cereal, make sure it's whole grain, low in sugar and high in fiber. Jennifer Highland is a registered dietitian at Cleveland Clinic Children's and says if kids aren't eating in the morning, they're going to have trouble absorbing the information that they're supposed to be learning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, breaking news as of just a minute ago, and this comes from our friend Raylan Gibbons on X and through our other friend, Beth Murphy. And apparently they have not had, let's get this straightened out first. They have the FBI and the law enforcement there in Utah have not had their press conference yet. But according to this, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson from Utah has been identified as the Charlie Kirk assassin. That is preliminary, and we will stand by for the official announcement. But that's the breaking news that I'm being given right here, right now, from sources on X. And we still got Z on the line. You still there, Z?
I still am. Just sort of diving a little bit deeper into the situation at the universities. The University of Michigan, as many may know, and if you don't, well, be prepared to be shocked. We host many dignified professors from the CCP who've been working in a lab, and some are caught smuggling in biological agents. That lab is still operational, right? They apprehended the three people involved, but the lab is still operational. Silence. Another instance at University of Michigan is this assistant professor, Charles H.F. Davis, and his namesake, Angela Davis. He's in the same vein. You know, Angela Davis, very famous professor out of California, involved with sinister activity, but communist. But Charles Davis has made the following statement: that Charlie Kirk is the assassination of Charlie Kirk is a solution to violent rhetoric. And even if you believe in violence isn't the answer, it is a solution. Hat tip to Liz, who does excellent work. As she's pointed out, these professors go put on their kafias, right? And they talk about, well, violence is a tool. Violence is a tool. This is here in our midst. It's far more prevalent. If you think back to the name of Angela Davis that I mentioned, let's bring in another name, Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers and his wife, Bernadine Dorn, they were blowing up people. And yet somehow Bill Ayers managed to work in academia. So they're absorbed back into the system, and they're working to rot it, to corrode it from within. This has to stop. These people have to, and being fired is not enough. This, you're taking the minds of the skulls for a mush, and you're priming them for violence and terrorist activity. It can be swept into RICO because they've received funds or worked at quote unquote foundations that have funds. Please have them face the consequences. We need to do that. We don't. You and I have talked many times about, fentanyl, great. But, hey, we have an agency here that's supposed to be handling that. We need the FBI to focus and fan out in the same way they did on J6. This time, though, we have evidence. We have the law on our side as opposed to just this, retribution tribunal. We need to get a hold of this because this is already out of control because innocent people are being killed. Charlie Kirk was innocent. You go back to his video. There's nothing there where he is being aggressively insulting or any of that. So this is we thought if we just leave the crazies alone and leave us alone, no, they're coming across the street. You can't no longer walk down the other side of the street. They're coming across the street for you. And that's what this represents with this assassination. One last thing I want to say, and I get rolling around at it, but, you know, Communist China, at the universities, they used to have their struggle sessions, right? So a professor or a doctor or a professional or one of the adults, older people who had maybe said things that have fallen out of the party line were brought up on stage, chained, beaten. Well, this went one step beyond that because they just executed someone. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. You got to keep your head during all this, as I was saying yesterday. But this means you have a plan. You know what's going on. And we urge the people who have the power to exercise that power. Otherwise, this country's lost. You know? It's pretty clear to me. Thank you. Let me ramble.
Thank you very much for the call, Z. And Z is dead on. And just so we're clear, it's not just Looney Tunes out here on social media and even in academia that have been talking this violent communist terrorist garbage, okay? Let me cast you back to 2016 when Barack Hussein Obama welcomed into the White House the murderous gangster thugs from the Black Lives Matter movement, the BLM, and told them, good job, keep it up, okay? What we've got out here right now, we've got Tim Walz, the VP candidate for the Democrats just here last year, just a couple of days ago, was laughingly hoping to hear news of the death of President Trump. The squad out here, that's all they have done ever since they formed their little hate group, is talk about violence and riots. That's all these people do. And it comes from the top. Chuck Schumer is constantly doing this. Wanted the Supreme Court justices of the United States to reap the whirlwind. They have, all of them from the top, have been doing this for years. Okay, so don't tell me for one damn second that we're going to sit out here and extend this olive branch one more time so they can yank it out of our hands and smack us in the face with it. No, we're done. We're done. It's absolutely time to take them down. We're done.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Well, thank you again. And
if the U.S. Supreme Court sides with an appeals panel and finds President Trump exceeded his authority in implementing many of his tariffs, it would trigger an economic emergency, the president says.
Our country has a chance to be unbelievably rich again, but it can also be unbelievably poor again.
A loss for the administration, President Trump says, could mean unwinding simple trade deals with the EU, South Korea, and Japan.
If we don't win that case, our country is going to suffer so greatly, so greatly.
Last week, a federal appeals court affirmed a lower court ruling that President Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose global tariffs. But the judges are leaving those import taxes in place for several more weeks to allow for an appeal. And while the president and other top officials are confident the Supreme Court will let the tariffs stand, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the administration is working on potential backup plans. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Coming up on Friday's show, I'm going to be set up inside the Canyon Club at Washington Grizzly Stadium on the University of Montana campus, right in the middle of their military alumni reunion. We've got some incredible guests that are going to join us on the show. 20 years ago, this past August, Lieutenant Josh Hyland gave his life for us, for this country. We're going to remember him and more Friday's Montana Talks.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks ends.
with Lane Nordlund.
The Bureau of Land Management has begun the process of rolling back the Biden administration's rule allowing conservation leases on its land. The agency this week released a proposal to rescind the 2024 public lands rule, which aimed to put conservation uses of land on equal footing with grazing, energy production, mining, and recreation. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said that the public lands rule had the potential to block access to hundreds of thousands of acres of multiple-use land, preventing energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and hunting and recreation across the West. BLM's proposal says the agency has determined the rule is unnecessary and violates existing statutory requirements. Also, here in the United States, fairs and events at fairgrounds drive over $52 billion in economic impact. That's according to a new report from the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. That includes over 1,400 fairs nationwide. The report cites bringing tourism dollars into communities, showing year-round impact on fairgrounds. More than 60% of the U.S. population said they attended a fair in 2024. That helps educate and show people how to connect with their sources of food. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. And to once again repeat the news of the breaking news right now is that they apparently do have this Kirk assassin in custody. And he was apparently talked into surrendering by a minister that is familiar with or friends with the shooter's father. And he's being identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. And I got a quick picture here. You know, apparently he is a master criminal, this kid, because the picture from taken apparently there in some kind of holding shows him wearing the same tennis shoes that he was wearing the day of the assassination. I don't know. Maybe this kid only has one pair of tennis shoes, but I don't think he's the master criminal or professional hitman that all of these nitwit pundits out here that you've heard all over Fox News and some of these networks telling you about for the last 24, 36 hours. Yeah, I swear, I laugh at these people. They bring on these. Don't you guys love these retired detectives and retired FBI special agents and these people that they bring them on to just talk about this stuff when they have no details, when they don't know any more than any of us do. And I think they just bring them on. It's kind of like bait out there because you're supposed to think the worst, most insidious, most mysterious thing has happened. And yeah, this was some giant plot by these people, and this is a professional assassin and all this stuff. No. Because he shot President Trump with a .30-06 rifle from a rooftop at a massive public gathering. And just so everybody knows, if you're going to assassinate somebody, a pro, that's not what they do, okay? A pro is going to surveil you for a month. He's going to follow you around for a month. He's going to get one of these trackers that you can buy right off of Amazon and stick it on your car at night or sometime when you're parked somewhere, and then he's just going to follow you around for a month and establish a pattern of life on you. And when he figures out where you're at the most vulnerable, whether it's, you know, walking into your gym or walking into the Starbucks or wherever it's at where there's the least amount of witnesses and the least amount of people around, then he's going to be fairly close to you, and he's probably going to zap you in the head from 50 or 75 yards away with probably a 22 Magnum, some kind of caliber like that, a suppressed weapon that's not going to make any noise at all, and down you go. And if there's not anybody with you, you know, if you don't have any security or any friends with you, you're going to hit the ground right there in the parking lot. Probably nobody's going to see you for, you know, for another 5 or 10 minutes. That's how it would actually go. Anybody that would come up and do what this guy did at this stadium in broad daylight and then leave his weapon behind, which is, of course, full of his DNA and every other thing, this is not a pro. This is some guy trying. This is some wacko. He's going to have some kind of mental issue, and he had some political beef to make with Charlie Kirk. And he's been told this. He's been told that Charlie Kirk was this evil, horrible person that deserved to die. He didn't come up with this on his own. Where do you think he got this? He's got this out there from social media and from all of the scumbags all over the mainstream media. That's all they do 24/7 is out there telling you that not only is Orange Man bad, not only is Trump bad, the worst thing ever, a tyrant, a fascist, a dictator, all of these lies. But they're telling you that anybody in the conservative movement, any effective conservative voice out there, they are also Hitler and fascist, and they want to take away your rights. And anything we do to shut them up is somehow justified. And that right there is the message they send to these people all the time. They send out to their listeners. Well, guys, you know we have a mental illness epidemic in this country right now. What do you think happens to all these people out here that are mentally ill and probably on some kind of meds when they get fed this hateful, lying message every day by these people out here in the media? That it spurs them to action. It does. And if anybody out there on Fox News or anywhere out there on our side was spinning this stuff, that the left deserved to die because of just what they say, oh my God, we would get crushed like a grape inside of a day. But these guys have been getting away with this stuff. Where are we at? 10 years now or more? And Charlie Kirk, the assassination of Charlie Kirk has radicalized all of us. It should have. And we're not going to take it anymore. Hopefully, Caden can pull it up of our favorite buddy, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate now, the Democrat minority leader in the Senate, from yesterday, where you'll never guess what he's talking about. Go ahead and play that, Caden.
Mr. Schumer, do you think that your reaction to President Trump blaming the radical left for
what happened to Charlie Kirk? Look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced by everyone. And moving forward, we have to figure out a better way to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
Yeah, and there in that clip right there is not only Chuck U. Schumer, but our boy Oswald Bates, there, Hakeem Jeffries with his, let me tell you something I want to express my exuberance about the ejaculation, or should I say the extrapolation of the latest political violence. I mean, what an absolute clown that guy is. But let me tell you what you just listened to right there. See, I know these people. I've been watching these people for 30 years. You know the only time they sue for peace, that they sue for unity? When they're losing. And what that is, that's telling you right there, Don't come back at our side and do anything that would prevent the next assassin. Let's all just come together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and our side will regroup for a minute. Gosh, don't take any actions that would inhibit our next move. That's exactly what that would say, because if you've been paying attention to Chuck U. Schumer and Oswald Bates there, just for the past 9 months since Trump's been in office, all they have done is preach fight and hate and division. That's all they have done at every opportunity. But see, now that they know one of their guys again assassinated somebody, now we all need to come together and unify. Can't we all just get along? No. Too late. Don't want to hear it anymore. Like I said, this ain't my first rodeo. I've been listening to this nonsense from these people for 30 years, and most specifically the last 16. Ain't having it. Not anymore.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I think we have Aaron Flint on the line, and we're doing a contact with him right now to make sure he is. I think we're going to see if he hears us and we hear him, and we're going to bring him in here in a second.
I can hear you pretty good there, John. Can you hear me?
I got you. 5x5.
Hey, nice. All right. Yeah, I think I'm hearing a little bit of a feedback, a little bit of an echo, but that's all right. We're just we're doing it live, like Bill O'Reilly would say, right?
We're doing it live.
Yeah, definitely getting a little echo on my end, but that's probably the only way I can talk to you with you sitting in studio. But John, you're doing such a great job filling in as always. You can just take the microphone and run with it, and I'll be in. I'm actually set up right now at Washington Grizzly Stadium in the Canyon Club. I am right on the 50-yard line looking down on the stadium. The lights are up. I think that's the cheerleaders out there practicing on the field right now as we speak. We'll have an incredible program for you here for the military alumni reunion. In fact, several of my alumni friends that flew in from all over the country are hiking the M here on Mount Sentinel right as we speak, and I'm getting ready to roll with you. But yeah, John, if you want, you could either, if you want me to join you, you can call me on the cell phone and we can connect that way, or man, you just keep having fun with it and keep running the mic from there.
Aaron, wait, hold on. Are you saying that you're right there not only in a club in Grizzly Stadium, but you're watching the cheerleaders? Man, I got to get me a gig like this. This is the gig of all
the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders happen to be on the field downstairs. I'm looking at the other end of the field with a cup of coffee.
Right. Sure. Yeah, I got you. I know we are live on the air. So, yes. We need to make a slight correction there. Aaron is not actually watching the cheerleaders, Jessica. Okay.
Fair, accurate, to the point. You know, we got to stick to facts around here. This isn't the liberal media. But, no, yeah, it really is a beautiful morning. I need to do, like, a panoramic view of all the mountains, a little bit of the clouds hanging over, I think, Blue Mountain there, Mount Sentinel right behind me. Yeah, this is awesome. And we've got some incredible folks coming over later today, John. Lainey Hyland, her husband was killed 20 years ago this past August 21st. And her son, Dylan, he gave an incredible speech at the 9/11 Memorial on the UM campus yesterday. Dylan's going to come over with her as well. Josh Hyland was a classmate of mine when I was in the ROTC program here as well. And he literally was the best of us. So looking forward to hearing from his family members here and much more later in the morning.
It is, you know, and that's what I was feeling that yesterday, Aaron, is, you know, here we were on the anniversary of 9/11, the worst attack on our country since Pearl Harbor, in the last however long was that at the time, you know, 50, 60 years. And here we were again, right in the middle of a struggle for our survival, of an attack on our culture by these leftist monsters that today, all of them are one single voice one constant groupthink voice voicing the same thing coming from out of these radical Muslims. They're in with all of these people. It is one giant leftist communist blob speaking as one, trying to destroy us.
Well, that was one of the lines, wasn't it, President George W. Bush, in the days after the 9/11 terror attacks on New York City, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania, he said freedom itself was attacked. And let's call it exactly what it was, with the political terrorist assassination of Charlie Kirk. Freedom itself was attacked the day before 9/11, just this week, because that's what Charlie Kirk stood for, American foundational principles of freedom. He was the flag bearer at the front of the pack, leading the charge for freedom and leading the charge to make sure that this great republic remains a free republic for another 250 years as we approach our 250th birthday. John, I don't know, did you see the story yet? The Montana Sentinel had a report highlighting all of these leftists and some of them government employees here in Montana who were celebrating or mocking Charlie Kirk's assassination. I'm sure you saw some of those, but the Montana Sentinel did a good job of highlighting all of them in one post.
Well, the libs of TikTok was all over this, and she and a couple of other big accounts out there were making it their mission to root these people out and expose them, particularly people in public jobs where you're getting some kind, you're some kind of money or you're living from the public. And I don't know if you heard earlier this morning, Aaron, we have one right here in Billings, Montana. A public defender, according to the libs of TikTok, by the name of Nicole Gallagher Kiner, who was out here more or less saying that, yeah, Charlie Kirk deserved to die. I mean, there are people right here in Montana. And Kat, our friend Kat, earlier in the show, she called in about somebody else saying that out here. I mean, it's all these people ever lecture us is about hate speech and misinformation and disinformation. Well, that it's all they do is vomit up this hate speech.
Yeah, in the Montana Sentinel website, I should pull up the actual link right here. They outline that story. By the way, they outline three or four different people here in Montana, leftists. Apparently, there's another guy who apparently works for the Department of Public Health and Human Services based out of Great Falls, who said this about Charlie Kirk. He was a white nationalist. He isn't worth remembering. And then the woman that you mentioned, yeah, libs of TikTok was all over that one. That is now featured right now on the Montana Sentinel website as well. The Montana GOP on X posted about some of the vile messages they're receiving, basically with veiled threats against every single Republican across the country. And then a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate was basically insinuating that Charlie Kirk himself is somehow to blame for his own assassination. There's another guy that they've exposed who apparently has this very vile, very toxic, hate-filled, social media page called What the Helena, and apparently this guy exposed himself with one of the screenshots that he had shared or something of that effect. So anyway, it's all detailed at the Montana Sentinel. I've been traveling. We were driving to Helena from Kalispell on Wednesday, and then I had to do the show and then give a speech at the state capitol yesterday, and then I had to immediately hit the road to Missoula, and it was 9/11 ceremony yesterday afternoon, military reunion event yesterday after that, another 9/11 memorial in Missoula last night. And so I haven't been able to get all these stories fully vetted and documented on our Montana Talks website, but I trust the crew there at the Montana Sentinel that with the research and the reporting they're doing, so I would definitely direct people that direction.
Yeah, don't you love how, I don't think you and I have ever talked about this on your show, but it deserves to be talked about now. That term, which got invented by these people, I think during the Biden regime, where they started calling us white nationalists. They think they can somehow capture the English vocabulary and turn it into a pejorative, turn it into a bad name and a bad thing. Well, guess what? I'm white, and I'm also a nationalist. Because you know what? Nationalist just means a patriot, a person that believes first and foremost in the success of their country. Okay, so that little insult, they try to capture the vocabulary and throw that little insult at us and make it seem like it's a bad thing. No, proudly, I'm raising my hand right here in the studio. I am a white nationalist. I think we might have lost Aaron there.
Let's just throw it right back at him.
Oh, I couldn't hear you there for a second, Aaron. What'd you say?
I just said, and that guy was a wimpy, woke, white, anti-American. Let's call him what he is.
Oh, yeah. Which guy are you talking about?
The guy that you were referencing, or I think you were referring to the guy who attacked Charlie Kirk, calling him a white nationalist.
No, yeah. We have talked about it on your show before. Like every single one of these people out here on the left that are these just murderous, soulless monsters, the men, look at them every single time. They are these beta swishy boys. I mean, have you noticed that every single time?
Yeah, lay off the soy milk.
I mean, look at this. Have you seen a picture of the shooter? You said, I mean, apparently they've got him in custody now. And look, he's some 22-year-old, 150 pounds, soaking wet, probably some deranged, brainwashed college kid. You know, probably couldn't bench press his own body weight.
I do want to give a shout out, though. Turning Point USA, the Montana State University chapter, last night had a celebration of life for Charlie Kirk. I saw Finley Warden did a post on X. So hats off to those students for getting out there to show their support for Charlie Kirk and for America.
All right, outstanding. There's the music. And Aaron Flint is over there in Missoula, and he's going to be live with you guys at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour. We'll be back right after the break.
There's beauty in going places, but there's something remarkable in going further. Introducing Utmost Rewards, where your loyalty opens more doors. Travel the globe with the number one airline rewards program. Experience more than 1,000 global destinations with over 30 airline partners. And keep going further. Learn more at utmostrewards.com.
Fox News commentary.
The security camera footage of Irina Zarutska's brutal stabbing is disturbing for more reasons than one. Why did no one help her? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The footage of Irina Zarutska's stabbing is graphic, but what's even more disturbing is how little those around her seem to care as she sat there bleeding out. How do we get to a point where watching someone, especially a young, innocent woman, be brutally attacked stirs almost no reaction, no instinct to help? What were they thinking? I genuinely can't wrap my head around it. With the exception of maybe one individual, they just sat there. And as horrifying as this is, it's not an isolated incident. We've seen it before. A repeat offender who should have never been on the streets attacks someone innocent while the people nearby stay frozen, numb, detached, unfazed. Maybe some are afraid of the Daniel Penny effect if they step in, but that fear can't become an excuse. If we lose our will to protect one another, what's left of our humanity? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered showers and storms today, especially in the afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, still looking at a few showers and storms around the area, especially early on. Temperatures headed back into the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still seeing some showers and storms Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley.
It's a memorial 5 years in the making after the tragic loss of two tow truck operators near Columbus, Montana. The first responder and tow truck community jumped into action to honor the fallen. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got a chance to catch up with Lori Tribble with the Montana Tow Truck Association. Plus, we've got some incredible photos of that new memorial in Three Forks. Check
us a call at 406-651-8109 or come see us at 547 South 20th Street West.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it looks like we got the poet of the airwaves, Perry, on line one. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. You there?
I am. I hear you.
Okay, good. Listen, you know, it took me a day or two to calm down enough to where Caden wouldn't have to cut me off, but I just wanted to talk about what's been happening over the last, even just the last less than 10 days between the school shooting and the slaughtering that girl on the train in Charlotte, one of your home turf, and now Charlie Kirk. And then what makes it even worse is the sick, demonic, vile commentary that's coming from the left. I want everybody in Montana Talks land to understand that war has been declared on us. And we have different ways of engaging the enemy, and yes, I will call them the enemy. And what you guys were just talking about, doxing them back, letting all these people who are making this kind of sickness slip out of their heads on social media, let's do the same thing to them that they did to anybody who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The infamous January 6th thing. Let's round them up. Let's hound them. Let's bring them all down and expose them. You know, there's an old saying that if you turn on the lights, the cockroaches do tend to scatter. And there's another old saying, the old Beatles song. You say you want a revolution, you better be careful what you're asking for, because I've got a whole bunch of stuff where 200 yards is just a chip shot, baby.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, Perry. Thank you very much for the call. And in case everybody forgot, the left are the ones that started the cancel culture. They were out here 5 or 10 years ago combing through everybody's social media, and if you said something back in 2009 that they didn't like, they made sure and publicized it out here and got you fired. Got you publicly humiliated. They're the ones that started this. But then turns out they're the ones out there all over social media now spewing this vile hatred and these calls to violence. And they think, just as in all things, that it will ever get done back to them. That's why they feel free to do this stuff. And just go to Libs of TikTok. She is exposing these people. She's the biggest account out there I've seen that is making it her mission the last 24 or 48 hours to expose these people. But I also have a regarding Perry's call right there, he is dead on. And I had a post that I wanted to read to you guys this morning, and it's from Aaron McIntyre on X. And he works for... Okay. From Aaron McIntyre, he said this. He works for the Blaze. He said this: after January 6th, the left did not hesitate. Despite the protesters being unarmed and killing no one, they destroyed their lives. Terminally ill grandmothers sent to prison. Guys who never went inside the Capitol went to prison. Proud Boys who weren't even in D.C. got life sentences. They chased down every lead, used every aspect of the surveillance state, used the power of the government to destroy the lives of every opponent. Trump was shot. Cory Carpentari was murdered protecting his family. Charlie Kirk was murdered in front of his children for the crime of debating college kids. They don't think you're taking the high road. They think you're displaying your desire for unity. They are celebrating and planning who they can murder and imprison next. And that's the hard and honest truth of it, guys. Well, there's the music right now, and I got to go. Aaron Flynn will be back with you. Stay strong, stay vigilant, and watch the six.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.